This episode of TMS brought to you by Squarespace, squarespace.com. Build a website wonderfully, beautifully, and easily. Use the free trial, and when you're done, use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your account at squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, jogger poop.
Free comics are coming.
I heard about Amber Heard.
Amazon going rogue.
AMC says no texting after all.
Want to sleep in shark water?
No. V for video games.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Yo, Marie. Hey, let's wake up.
Oh, who are you?
The name's Buster. Buster Sales.
Our trailer tape must have jammed.
I am no tape. See?
Colonel Fart fell on a chicken.
The Morning Stream. You're soaking in it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's TMS for Monday, the 18th of April, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Hi there.
18th of April, man. Where's this month going?
Already half over.
Yeah, I do this every month. We hit about the 18th or so, and I go...
And you say, oh my gosh, the month is flying by. And I say, you know, it just moves at the same rate it always does.
It does, but that's my problem, is the current rate is out of control. It doesn't want to... slow down, rate. The rate needs to be a few percentages lower, is all I'm getting at. Has it ever been different? I guess it never has. My whole life, it's always been the same rate of time. My perception of it, though, is definitely changing.
Right, right. It's when you're a kid, you're always waiting for something. So you're always waiting for that clock to tick over to the next hour and the next minute and the next second.
Yep.
Because it gets you closer to the next cool thing. Now it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I got to get this done. Oh, my God, it's already 4 o'clock? Okay, let me see if I get... What, it's already 6?
Yeah. It's just time... I mean, it is... It's weirdly compressed when you're a kid. Well, partly because, like, say you're 10 years old. You've only been here 10 years. That's your entire life. That's a huge amount of time to you. And you've had a ton of development. You went from an embryonic little turd to a full-grown 10-year-old. And that's a long-ass time. And so everything takes forever. And if someone says to you, now this class will be about an hour, you go, oh, Mom! Now today I hear this will be about an hour. I'm like, that's it? That's all?
That's it? Oh, only an hour? Cool.
Okay. I can do that on my phone
that
on
gives
the toilet.
Me time to do lots of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying not to be too referential to the aging process, but it does appear to be a factor.
Sure.
I would love to be bored. I can't tell you the last time I was bored. I shouldn't say I'd love to be bored, but I don't know what that feels like. What's that like, Brian? What's it like to be bored?
You know what? I have absolutely no idea. It's a mysterious feeling to me. It's one I remember feeling once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're
the
younger.
Last time I felt it. Oh, I remember I was in a movie theater watching Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that was kind of boring. And like, if you give me something really bad, then I might start feeling that.
I was more entertained. No, you know what? I say that it wasn't the bad movie, but I think I was more entertained by the kid who was having the absolute fit next to us, the one who had downed like 6 cappuccinos before coming to see Batman v Superman and was bouncing off the...
And he was by himself, right?
He was by himself, yeah.
Yeah, that kid.
Go back a couple weeks there, people, and hear the whole story.
That's right. 1,000-plus episodes. Go enjoy yourself.
That's right.
All right. I saw a thing that I cannot get out of my head, and I've got to share it.
Sure.
So I've told you I have easier access to the lake now when I want to go walk around it.
Right, you've got a direct path now that goes right to the lake.
Yeah, I got this nice street, just cuts right through. So I have to go around the long way, which is, you know, maybe that's worse because I'm walking less or running with the dog less or whatever. But I take the dog over there, and it's a windy but warm morning Sunday, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is going to be great. I'm going to be the only person on the track out there. It's going to be just me going around the island. Because there's like an island in the middle, then the lake on the outside, and then the outer track. And I'm on the inside track, which no one ever seems to go on anyway, even when it's at its craziest out there. Like the park can be packed, beautiful weather or whatever, and there's nobody on the middle track. So I always take the middle track because I'm like, yeah, nobody here, man. It's just me and the dog. So I'm on the middle track. I appear to be alone. There doesn't seem to be anyone else around. Sounds like a song.
Doesn't seem anyone else around.
I think we're alone now. That's it.
That's it. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so...
And don't you dare say that's Tiffany's song.
It's not. It's Debbie Gibson, right?
No, well, it was covered by Tiffany, but it was originally Tommy James and the Shondells.
That's right. I'm sorry. Those two, I get them mixed up because, listen, when your entire career is mostly spent in a mall.
In a mall.
you start to mix them up.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why don't you go on to Claire's and get some earrings?
Anyway,
Rabbit so... Orange Julius, we'll see you back in the food court in 10 minutes.
That sounds good, actually.
I kind of wish we had standalone Orange Julius's, but please, too. Let me let you continue. I'm going to let you finish.
Well, listen, when I was growing up, they had Chick-fil-A's in malls only. I never had a Chick-fil-A that was like a standalone place. And I remember thinking, oh, wouldn't this be great if this was a thing you could drive through or just, you know, go into or whatever. And now that's the truth.
We've got them.
So why not?
So Orange Julius's can't be far behind.
Well, they're owned by Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen has the wherewithal to do some retail.
That's true. They could do that, you know, like the business they do now where it's, there's combo KFC Pizza Hut Taco Bell, so there could easily be a combo Dairy Queen Orange Julius. Maybe there is.
Yeah.
Maybe
just by the way, did you see Overwatch is doing a Taco Bell promotion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna get those cups.
Gonna get a couple chalupas, Scott?
Nope, just the cups. I don't want the diarrhea that comes with it. So anyway,
in Chipotle. Anyway, let me let you continue.
That's all right. Digression aside, I was out there on the middle path. And again, thinking no one's there. I see some people way out across the lake on the main path, but not the inside island. Nobody's there but me.
Okay.
I come around the corner, still feeling very solitary, enjoying my time, listening to a podcast. I have my headphones on. I think it was NPR Money or something. Mm-hmm. I whip around the corner, and what do I behold? A jogger, who's probably, I don't know, 15, 20 yards away, back turned to me. Is off the path in the weeds there, just off the edge.
Sure.
Taking a dump.
Oh.
Just taking a dump.
Just squatting.
Yep. Just dropping trowel and letting fly. He's
also thinking, I think I'm alone now. Doesn't be anyone around.
Yeah. You know what? It's better if I think of him as kind of jaunty as he's going about his business. Like that he's not embarrassed out of his mind. So here's what I did. I see this. I whip around the corner and I see this happening. You know, Mr. Barebutt Squat Man over there.
Right.
And the only thing I could think about to do was to turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, sure.
Because not because I'm grossed out or I can't deal with this idea.
You want to save him the embarrassment.
Yes, right. Because here's what I know. Here's what I know deep in my heart. One day, that's going to be me. Whether I know it or not. We're all going to have that moment. All of us in our lifetimes are going to have that day where we go, nature is saying go now or forever hold your peace.
Okay, here's what I thought you were going to say. One day, he's going to come to my house and ask to borrow my lawnmower.
That's not a bad point either. He could be a neighbor at some point. I hadn't thought of that. But for me, it was like, who am I to judge? Like, we've all been in embarrassing, hard-to-deal-with situations. For all I know... This could have been the greatest day of his life because he thought he was alone. It's early Sunday morning. Nobody else is out here. Who am I to disrupt that? So I whipped around the other way. Just long enough, though, for Rainer to keep craning her neck that direction because as far as she knows, it's another human to play with. She's so excited to see another person. And she goes, like that.
Right. And she has something in common with him. So it's like there's that extra little.
Exactly. Nature poopers.
Extra little connection.
Yeah. I hope that guy had a bag with him. Anyway, so we whip her. She does that. I have to turn around and stop her. Then things get bad.
Oh, no.
He turns around and sees it. So now he knows we're there.
Right.
And we bought her a new collar and I have it to the smallest size, but we got too big of a collar and it's still too big. So she's trying to get over to him, and she pulls out.
Oh, no.
She pulls out of the loop. Yeah, she's free. So I go, Rainer, and I come running up on her, and she stops. So she didn't run up to the guy. He's still like 15 yards away. She didn't run up to the guy. She stops and is freaking out because she thinks I'm super mad at her. And so I come running up to her to put her collar on, and she pees. So now she has peed on the path. He has pooped off the side of the path. And my entire plan has gone to, it's gone to shit.
Right.
So anyway.
Dad, the awkwardness didn't just dissipate. It actually multiplied. Yeah.
And I feel bad because I wanted that guy to not feel bad. I wanted him to have his hard moment. Well, maybe he was some vagrant jerk. I don't know. But I wasn't going to assume that. I was going to assume that this was an emergency.
Clothes, right?
Yeah, he was. He was out running in spandex, like the tight little man pants and he had like an arm strap for a phone and
sure.
some sort of tracker and a headband. Like he was all in. And, you know, you get the runner's poops. I've heard about that before.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe he just had to go, and that's fine.
That's why I have a treadmill.
It's nature, man. Yeah, exactly. A treadmill within eyeing distance of a door that also leads to a bathroom. That's the best
exactly.
way to go.
Exactly, yep.
Anyway, so that happened. Real good time. A reminder, next month, as we rip through this month as if it's paper, next month features one day that we all love and enjoy. That is Free Comic Book Day. Most people celebrate it, you and I included, where we go to local comic book stores and we buy mm-hmm. comics and look for free stuff. And it's a good time. Every year for the last 4 years, has it been? Three, maybe? I think it's...
At least three.
At least three. I have done, with my daughter, Carter, I did 1 year on my own and then she's been there for three. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we do this Free Comic Book Day print thing. And what that means is Frog Pants fans of all ilks, sizes, colors, and types can come and get free prints shipped to them no matter where they live for absolutely free. And it's original art we create just for the day.
Surely, when you say free, I mean surely they have to pay, like, for postage.
Nope.
Right? Surely. Surely they have to, like, you know, donate some money to a cause or something. Surely they have to do that.
Nope. This is a... out of the goodness of our hearts decision to say an opportunity at least once a year where we can show like genuine gratitude for all the patronage all year on various projects and other art things and shows that they contribute to and all this other stuff. It's our way of saying thanks. So it is absolutely free with zero, zero
obligation.
Thank you. Sure. They don't have to do a thing. All we do is we ask you to sign up for them. We ship them to you. That's it. Simple as that. We don't use your address for anything but that. So anyway, that's coming up. That's very soon. I just want people to be aware of it. Carter and I finished our art yesterday for it. I let Brian have a sneak peek.
Yes. Oh, it's so rad.
This year's theme is villains and their pets. and we both really
enjoyed it. And you're each doing a different villain and their pets,
and
right?
And their pet, yes. And I'm happy to report, whenever we do this, we never tell each other what we're doing at first, so there's always a chance we're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. She did something, she did something, I'll give this hint. She did DC related, I did Marvel related.
Cool.
And our pets aren't even the same, so.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Anyway, cool. That's the other thing, we sign them. We have a big signing party one night where we sign thousands of these things.
Oh my God.
And then we mail them to you. And what does it cost you? Once again, Zippo nothing nada.
Wow.
Free as the guy who pooped in the thing. Free to go wherever you need to go. All right.
That's as free as it gets, people.
Exactly. So keep your eyes on what will probably be frogpants.com/FCBD, I think. Let's just free make frogpants.com/F comic book day. Free. Oh, there's nothing up there right now. It's a 404, but that's where it'll be. We'll have a sign up right there. So it's frogpants.com/FCBD. It'll also be on the store. All right.
I didn't put this in the notes, but this last weekend was free. Not free. Was Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah. You do
wish
this.
Wish it was Free Record Store Day.
But yeah, you do this every year, I think, don't you?
Every year. And they've actually increased it now to twice a year. They've actually added Black Friday as a new... additional comic or a free I keep wanting to call it Free Comic Book Day, Record Store Day. But basically it's a chance to go to your local record store, not your Best Buy, not your Sam Goody. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if Sam Goody's
I don't think he's around anymore.
Poor Sam Goody. Yeah. But you go to your local record store, you pick up some stuff that you just can't get anywhere else, exclusives, and every year Rhino puts together a set of singles where it's 45 RPM singles with the original version of a song on one side and the cover on the other. And they always have really cool vinyl. It's always like transparent or colored in some way. It's, you know, it's never just black vinyl, black shiny vinyl. Mm. And so picked up the entire collection of those and an AHA live album because I like AHA still.
Yeah. Is it all just Take
it's
Me
not
On?
Just car, it's not just Take On Me for 25 minutes. No.
Damn it.
They have other songs.
Okay.
This was actually from their South American tour right after Scoundrel Days. So there's, right after East of the Sun, West of the Moon. So there's stuff from that album too.
Is it all their videos are sketchy pencil drawings, right?
No, oh. Just two of them.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. I wish they would have continued. That would be great if they continued that and like been the original Gorillaz.
Are they still, do they still work? Right.
Came out with an album last year, as a matter of fact.
Really?
2015. It's really good. They've gone more, you can't do that new wave thing forever. They've gone more kind of like Muse direction, like a happier Muse.
Mm. And that's interesting. That's interesting. Now, is Nate Ruess involved in that band? Is he the singer or is that someone else I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of the band Fun.
Oh, and they do a cover. Okay, never mind. I'm getting all confused. He performs an A-ha song. Or no, he has a song called A-ha.
That's he might have a song called A-ha. No, A-ha is Pal Wakatar, Morton Harkett, and a third guy who probably has more vowels in his name than he really needs.
Well, I'll tell you this. He has ruined their chances of a good Google search. That guy, the Nate Ruess guy.
Nate Ruess, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the band Fun?
Yeah, he's screwing it up because every search for A-ha is him first about 1,000 times over, and then eventually you get to like, oh, here's Take On Me or Take Me On.
No, I think the guy who's probably, he came out with a band before the internet, right? But he screwed himself was a guy named Matt Johnson whose band was The.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Try not only searching for that online, but even finding it in a record store. It's like, all right, do I go, obviously it's in T, do I go into the mishmash T or do I go into, and how do I alphabetize it? Which The comes first?
The. It's like Live. Like Live.
Live is another one.
Yeah, Live made a live album, it just confused the hell out of me. Forget it. It's so stupid. And I like those guys. Oh, that's the wrong band. But they're great. I like those guys. Good job, Live. Good job, The, and good job, A-ha. Anyway, so you were saying you got Loot is what you got.
I got Loot. Fat Loots. What was the other album I got? Oh yeah. I got to show you this because it's cool.
All right. I'm all about cool. I'm assuming we're going to hear some of this cover music on the show at some point.
Yeah, at some point you will. This one I'm not even sure I'm going to take out of the plastic, but this is a copper. The copper covered Design for Life Manic Street Preachers. This was one I was like, all right, well, they're probably not going to have this one at my local record store, so I'm probably not going to get it, but they did have it.
Look at that thing.
It's just so, so cool.
That's so rad. I can see your face in it. That's how glowy it is.
Yes. You can see the camera.
What? Ooh, and your lighting in there. And
right, you can see everything. Yes.
That naked man in the corner, what's that about?
That's Fred.
Oh, all right.
Fred.
Still there. After all these years. Good luck, Fred.
Fred needs a cookie.
Doesn't he always? Chat room, we're about to do Stump Daryl. That means you can participate. You know what to do. We're going to call right now, and if you're first, you'll get in. So try to be first, will you? Won't you? Can't you? Here's that. Let's get that going. Where's the themey theme here? Here we go. It's right here. Got it.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
It's time to stump Daryl, and we really like doing it. And Daryl's on the phone right now, and he's at work, I guess. Oh, no, he's not. There he is. Now he's on. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You want to take some... I want to get something out of the way here before we introduce our phone call
person. Can we say who sponsors this?
Oh, yeah, please do. Yes.
Sure, it's Stump Daryl, and it's brought to you by Hotline Monday today at 3 p.m. Mountain Time with your live calls. Talking about whitewashing movies with Jury. Be there. Frogpants.com/live. Today at 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
Yeah, I'll be there. Jury will be there. And we're going to talk about that Ghost in the Shell business and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. So come on in for that. All right. So, Daryl, real quick before we introduce our caller, I got to tell you a thing. Oh, you were... Okay, you took issue with something Randy had pulled out as a Trek connection for Blade Runner. And we just want to clear that up. So there was something called Renegades, which never got made or something. What was the deal?
Oh, it got made.
What was it? Like a side project or a fan thing?
No, yeah, it's a fan film, and it's got Tuvok and the Russian Chekhov in it.
Okay, so from the movie, the Russian Chekhov from the movie? No.
No, just Chekhov, you know.
Oh, well, I thought you meant like
the character of Chekhov, but Anson not played Chekhov.
It is played by him.
Oh, it is?
I think he's playing somebody else, but it's the actor.
Yeah, he can't be in it as the guy he's in the movies. I'm guessing that's some breach of something. He can't do that.
Oh, it was Walter Koenig. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Walter Koenig. Okay, so he's not
and
Russian.
Robert Picardo is in there, and Tim Russ.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Now, how come Tim Russ can play Tuvok, but... Oh, no, no. It says here Walter Koenig plays Pavel Chekhov.
Does he?
Oh, okay.
Oh, he plays Chekhov?
Yeah.
Yeah, how
he's
are you...
He's an admiral or something.
How are you allowed to do any of that, I wonder? Well, anyway, maybe that's why...
It's because they're doing it all for free and nobody's making any money.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's all just fun. All right.
Yeah.
So my point was that, yes, that's not a valid Trek connection. So
yeah.
cleared that right up. Filmsack.com for the episode about Blade Runner. God. Check it out.
It was such a blast. That I'm just going to say it real quick. That was one of my favorite episodes of Filmsack ever.
Yeah, probably in my top 10. Mm-hmm. So I hope people will find it. We had some really great conversation, like deep down, mm-hmm. like, why is Blade Runner important, or should it be, or, you know, like really good stuff.
And how can a movie be so bad in one iteration and so good in another iteration?
Exactly. And why is it that Randy can't like Blade Runner? Why is that?
Because he hasn't seen the right Blade Runner. That's really the reason. That's all it is.
And send him your complaints. Got nothing to do with us. I've taken all the Saint heat I can take. It's time for Randy to
Saint
take
heat.
Some heat. Saint Heat. All right. So let's introduce somebody who's on the phone. We have on the line with us who? Who's this?
This is Thorin again.
Thorin. Another
the
chance.
Mighty Thorin.
Another chance for Thorin to win. You know, Thorin isn't that the name of the... In World of Warcraft, in Old War, there was a wing where you had to fight. I think it was Thorin. And it was like...
Yeah, with an I. Right. It was...
Was it Thorin, like I-N?
I want to say it was Thorin, but it was that...
He's like Thor... Like they were all kind of gods that were similar to like Roman or Greek gods.
Was it in Eldar, like where Hodir was, or was it in that other thing that you went to that was carved in the side of the mountain, and you had like four bosses all in these little chambers off to the side?
Am I thinking
of the wrong thing?
I swear it's in that Hodir wing, but I could be wrong because it's been a while. But I remember that being huge and varied, and like there at one point you're fighting like a snow dude, and then you're off into a room full of like flower women.
Right. Oh, Thorim with an M.
That was it. All right. When he was like Thor, he had a hammer.
And it was Old War. Yep.
Okay. All right. It's a good time in there. So good I forgot. All right. So anyway, Thorin, it's good to have you on, man. It's your usual, a regular, if you will, and it's always good to have you here. You could win today. Let's find out how these rules work, and then we'll tell you what your prize is. So, Brian, how's it work?
Well, Thorin, here's what's going to happen. We're going to tell you the category for a question that we are about to ask Daryl. Daryl will then answer the question, but you're going to get to predict before he does whether or not he's going to get it right. If you predict correctly, you win a prize package that I think is we're starting fresh, right?
Because
we gave away
the
Hearthstone thing on.
Oh, you're right. We give that code away. So
yeah,
now we got to
start
over. So
this is
a
brand new one.
I got one.
Oh, you know, we've got some Steam codes from a listener.
Oh, who's that? Because I got some stuff from Ralph too. There are also Steam codes. Okay, here's what we'll do. Let's start with this Steam code first. This will be today's. If you win, this is what you'll win. If not, we'll stack it with whatever's next. One of my favorite Telltale games on Steam, The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, nice. I just got this. There was a Humble Bundle with Steam, a Telltale Games bundle, and I just picked this up.
Yeah, it's real good. It's real good. It's my deal,
real
Wade.
Real good.
Wade, it's my deal. It's my deal, Wade.
And it's playable on Mac or PC, so it doesn't matter what you got. As long as you got Steam, you can play it.
Yeah, that was for John Jagger, by the way, my little Lunder Guard.
Does it? Okay.
Because that's his favorite thing to say. You like to say, I am cooperating, Wade. I like to say, the heck do you mean, the heck do you mean? And he likes to say, it's my deal, Wade. It's my deal.
All of them great, valid, and wonderful Fargo quotes.
I completely agree. All right, so... Do you already own it, Thorin? Like, where are you at with the...
I don't. No, I'm excited to play it.
Oh, okay, good. It's really fantastic.
Well, don't pull out your joystick yet, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Joystick.
Always bet on Daryl.
Yeah. Or against him, is my theory.
Your category today...
Yeah.
...is Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the video game Mortal Kombat, eh?
The video game Mortal Kombat.
Okay, not the movies. Okay, no
not
movies.
Raul Julia and... Oh, no, that was Street Fighter.
That was Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Daryl, his ability to reason through any question amazes me, so I'm voting right.
All right.
Right.
Okay. I like this. Look at you. Faith. Yeah, this is a serious show of faith, I think.
As George Michael would say, you got to have faith.
Yeah.
Faith.
Speaking of, he like stutters at the end of his songs.
He does, yeah.
So one of my favorite things about Mortal Kombat, the movie, is with the actor who plays Shang Tsung, kind of the titular bad dude.
Yeah.
He's the guy in Man in the High Castle, the kind of quiet spoken Japanese secretary of affairs or whatever it was.
Oh, he's great.
He's amazing in that. Yeah. And he's positively terrible in Mortal Kombat. So I don't know what happened there. There was some shift. He's incredible in Man in the High Castle. Anyway, let's go ahead with this here question. Daryl, you ready? You feeling good?
Well, no, okay. But that's okay.
All right, good. Here it is. The Mortal Kombat game is no stranger to secret characters. Which character was originally a secret character in the original Mortal Kombat game of 1992? Was it A, Smoke? Now, by the way, every one of these became playables later.
Right, correct.
So it's the question is which one was actually in the game as a secret character versus the others, which were not. But they were all eventually part of the Mortal Kombat stable.
They're all added to the to the game at some point.
So number one, or A, Smoke. B, Reptile. C, Jade Wins. Jade. D, Noob Salbot. Or Sabot.
Sybot.
Noob Sybot. So it's Smoke, Reptile, Jade, or Noob Sybot. Those are your... Those are your, and after we're done, I'll explain the origin of that name, if for those who don't know. It's kind of funny.
I love that.
It's pretty good. So, Daryl, those are your options. What do you think? How do you want to break this one down?
Well, while he's thinking,
yeah,
we do have a little bit more ham and Hawaii food.
Oh, right. Hold on. We got taffy of some sort here. Let's do that. Hold on. Here's a little thing for you to play.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a guy who eats taffy in the morning. Diamond Head Hawaiian Saltwater Taffy. Thorn, I wish we could give you some right here. We would if we could.
But if you'd be so kind as to hum the theme to Hawaii Five-0 while we eat it, that'd be great.
You know the one.
You can count on me, boy.
Was that a real
song? You can count on me.
There's not lyrics to that song.
Yes, there are.
Brian!
You can count on me, boy.
Are you serious?
And I've got a version sung by Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, is it that same words over and over like 1930?
Almost.
Can I make a song request?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, hold on. I found it. I'm just going to play a taste. Here it is. Sammy Davis Jr. sings. Oh, now I'm having a memory of this. This may have come up before.
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea.
That's incredible. Oh my. That's amazing. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to listen to all day on repeat. Okay. So, Daryl. Or no, let's eat the thing.
Which one are we eating? Or a certain one?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that's just a good point. I've already unwrapped a yellow one with a pink swirl, but we could all eat different
ones.
Just
different
one. Like go through here. And
I got an orange.
I got yellow with pink swirl.
Okay, eat that. I got an orange one with a yellow middle.
We're not going to milk this for a few days, right?
No, I don't know. Are we?
We could. I mean,
we'll do two days where we all do something different each day.
Okay.
So
I'll do a pink one then.
Yeah, you do a pink one. Pink one. I'm gonna do a orange with a yellow middle in it.
Oh, I'm changing my mind. I want to do blue with a yellow middle.
Wow.
Well, okay, look at you, you rebel. Well, that's not bad.
Oh, we're already into it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to hurry.
That tastes like good, like well-made taffy to me.
Tastes like Hawaii right there.
Boy, Daryl.
Oh, Daryl.
He's grossing me out. I'm starting.
Oh, is it too loud?
Yeah, we got some serious mastication going on with you today. I like it.
I don't know what this is. It tastes like...
Daryl's a chronic masticator.
Mm-hmm.
I think... I don't know what this is. It's... I can't decide if it's terrible or great. It's like somebody peed in a pineapple.
Yours was blue and yellow, right?
Yeah.
It's like somebody peed in a pineapple.
That is lilacoid.
Oh. Brian just went...
Oh, that doesn't help me much.
Mm-mm.
Brian went fuzzy, but now you're back. Well, all right.
There's
I
a
like
there's a on either side of the nutrition facts on the back, you can see what the flavors are.
Well, there's nothing I like better than transparent nutrition facts that I cannot read because everything behind it is making it so you can't read it.
with the tiniest type possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for all I know, I'm eating pineapple with pea in it, like Daryl suggests.
I had guava.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I can't eat this one. The pineapple part's great, but the pea just does it in.
Yeah, the blue pea. Looks like a little blue urinal cake. That's what that flavor is.
I'm bummed. There's supposed to be like a Hawaiian punch flavor, and it's pink with purple, and I don't think I have a pink with purple in here.
I don't either. I'm looking right now.
It's like a rare flavor, like a chase card.
Yeah, or like a vomit bean in the Jelly Bellies. There is a really funny video on YouTube of a kid who's testing out Jelly Bellies. Mm-hmm. And he says, all right, this is either licorice whip or skunk spray. So let's see which one it is. And they're all having fun. They got like a little video camera and they're trying testing these things. And this kid puts this in his mouth and immediately like projectile vomits all over it.
Oh my God.
It's really funny because he, you know, obviously got the skunk spray.
Apparently, yeah. Or he has just a natural aversion to licorice whip.
It could be that. Or was I don't remember what it was called. Anyway, so there you go. Daryl, now try to get the pea taste out of your mouth as we move on with your question.
Yeah.
Smoke, reptile, jade, or noob saibot?
Also different flavors of taffy.
Yeah. Noob saibot flavor is.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So some major dumperoo found the video clip. I am not clicking that.
Round one. Fight. Oh, he put the clip of the kid?
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't like watching people yak, it's not going to be here. I'll play a taste of it. Just a little bit.
I don't like watching people yak. By the way, here you go. Have a listen.
See, if you listen, it's better than seeing it. Here we go.
Okay, we got skunk spray or licorice.
Ready? One, two, three.
Okay, eats it.
And that's then he just... skunk spray.
He immediately vomits and then just completely loses it. It's fantastic. Here, this will help you forget about it.
I will think of something to do.
Oh my God.
It's almost like he's writing lyrics on the fly, right? I will think of something to do.
Someone I will come up with
lyrics or two.
All right.
I'm getting a check for this.
It's really
I've already
great.
Spent it.
I miss Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
He should have lived. He'd be great old man.
He should have lived forever.
Yeah, he should. Well, I mean, he died young, right? Sort of. Like late 50s or 60s or something.
Ooh, I don't know.
Sort of. I don't think he was that young, was he?
I don't know. I don't even know what happened. What happened to him? He was in those...
May 16th, 1990, he was... he was 65. Yeah, he was young.
Oh, that is young.
Pretty young. Yeah. What happened to him? All that drinking and smoking caught up? Or what happened there? We don't know.
No, that's... let's see. Cause of death, throat cancer.
Oh, so that's the smoking there, probably. Not helped possibly, anyway. Yeah. Doesn't help to be chimney smoking all day.
Yep. Cancer. Let's see. Throat cancer. Doesn't say anything about smoke though. So
let me tell you something about cancer. There are lots of cancers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here are the three I don't want. Okay. I'm just going to lay them out. I don't want, if I'm going to get any of the cancers, just make it so it's not one of these three is what I'm saying. I don't want throat cancer. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, or any of the thing, anything close to your face, like just up in your neck and in your face. That sounds really hard to deal with. I don't want a brain tumor. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want that. And I don't want, what's the other one that I don't want? Oh, the like a prostate or colon. Cause that's all down south in your shorts down there. You don't want that. The one I want is the one that knocks me out in the middle of the night and takes no prisoners. And I'm just out.
Just gone.
I don't think that exists, but I want that one. I want the one that just goes, hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 and get you.
By the way, the lights on the Las Vegas Strip when Sammy Davis Jr. passed away in 1990, the lights were dimmed for 10 minutes. And that's only something they've done a handful of times, maybe 7 times.
They do it for Frank.
They did it for Frank. You want to guess the others?
Dean Martin.
Yes.
And that other guy they all hung out with.
No, those are the only Rat Packers.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Then Elvis?
Elvis Presley in 1977.
All right. And lastly, is there one more?
You're never going to get the UNLV basketball head coach, Derry Tarkanian, but you will get this last one. He was not a Rat Packer, but he was like a god. That's a great clue right there.
Jesus.
Yes, in the year 1 AD.
They dipped the lights on the Las Vegas Strip.
33 AD or whatever it was. I'm going to say, AD is after death of Christ. So it'd be 1 AD.
1996, this guy died.
Oh my gosh. This sounds like it should be obvious to me.
I don't know how obvious. He was known as a comedian, a singer, an actor.
Oh, king of comedy.
Jerry Lewis?
No.
No, but that's a good guess.
That's a good guess, but no, it's got to be. Jerry Lewis is still alive.
Still alive, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. I guess they wouldn't have done that.
Hey, you guys, just dim the lights for Jerry Lewis. He's still alive. I know, but just because. Just have a brownout for Jerry Lewis.
We want to see him stumble in his hotel room.
Oh, it's got to be like George Burns.
That's exactly who it is.
Oh, God, the God reference. Yes. Got it.
Say goodnight, Scott.
You know, I was thinking of that comedian. Oh, what's his name? Like an old Catskills guy that died. Anyway, but that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. George Burns. He spent a lot of time there. Burns.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway,
that guy smoked cigars every day and lived to be like 100. So
yeah, he did.
Talk about your outliers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get back to the question while Thorin burns his phone battery to death.
Can I do one more little thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. If you bring some observant people to your podcast room once in a while to observe you when you're doing your thing, because I was oblivious and my daughter was down with me in the podcast room and said, "Daddy, why is water running down the walls?"
What, am I here?
Oh, on the video? On the
No, at my place.
Oh, I heard you had flooding.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh,
geez. So the water heater exploded or something.
Yeah, we have a water heater right above the podcast room that's just for the kitchen.
Oh, you're only supposed to put those in the basements, man. Is that?
Yeah.
That'll bite you in the cheese right there.
And it did.
Yeah.
So now we have a new one. So hopefully that doesn't happen for another long time.
Are the walls okay? Everything good? You guys are all right?
Well, the floor is all soaking wet, so there's fans everywhere, but
yeah,
it'll be okay.
You should be okay. And you're in a drier climate up there. Like, it's not, well, it rains a lot, but you don't have the, well, you do get a little humid there. See, one of the problems if this sort of thing happens in, like, Mississippi, you're screwed because you get mold, and, like, black mold.
Yeah.
And then everyone dies at night.
But it's not humid like that.
Not to get all creepy or anything, but
right.
Everyone dies at night. All right. Well, that's not good, and I hope that all works out. And I'm also glad your daughter had the eye to see that there was water running down your...
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
There's streams of water going down the wall. And one of the streams ran right behind my Nerdtacular 2015 poster.
Oh, no. So it's all wet?
I think it was away from the wall enough so it didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Just went behind it.
I have another one if you need one. I can get it out to you. Here's the other thing that happens. I have a hate relationship with water heaters. They can all F off and die. I hate them. They're all bad. I've never had a good experience with a water heater. Screw them all. All right. Let's get back to the deal here.
Yes, enough. Enough stories.
Smoke, reptile, jade, noob, cybot.
Let's see. A noob cybot. What's the difference between a noob cybot and an experienced one?
Well, I'll tell you what that stands for. May as well, it's not going to really affect the answer, but it's a character that was put into the game, and it's the names of the creators of the game backwards. So it's Boone and Tobias.
Yeah, I thought it was one guy named Tobias Boone. No, it was two guys.
No, Ed Boone is the one guy, and Tobias is his co-creator, and I forgot his first name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or maybe that is his first name. No, it's his last name. Yeah. They're both their last names, surnames. And then, but Ed Boone's the only one still doing it. I think the other guy got out. Mm. So he's not doing it now. But Ed Boone still runs that studio or still makes these games. But yeah, that was like their funny little, you know, hey, look, we're in the game.
Their Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty early Easter egg, too.
I mean, I would agree. Noob Cybot wins.
I'm going to say it's not that because it was early, like you said. You gave me some hints there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll cross that out.
Wait,
okay.
But that's when that makes no sense because they worked together then. That was when they did work together, was in the first game. Well, I'm not saying that's the answer. I'm just saying your logic is a little weird.
But if it was in there early, then it was in there and not hidden.
I see what you mean.
Wasn't it hidden and then it was made public or whatever?
Which character was originally a secret character in the original Mortal Kombat game of 1992?
A secret character? What does that mean?
It means you'd have to find it through codes or
accident.
You'd
have to unlock
accident.
It by doing something.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that how it always is?
Sure. Not always, but yeah. Sometimes okay. time release. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you find things 30 years later. Like something happened the other day like that in some old game. I forgot what the
right.
game was.
But right.
Some,
oh, yeah. What was it? It was, it's
like,
shoot.
It was shoot.
It was shoot.
1998.
Such a great
shoot.
Game.
The shoot was great.
Like Contra or something, wasn't it? Or what was it?
Something
it was...
like that. Some old 2D thing, and they found some really old Easter egg in it. That no, oh, no, no, no. It was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, Punch-Out. Yes.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, Punch-Out. And I don't remember what the thing was, but they found some Easter egg in there that nobody had talked about or leaked or whatever. Which I love that. I freaking
yeah.
love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like this weird sure. digital, like digital archaeology kind of thing going on. Anyway.
I'm going to... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. Oh, he wants me to get this right. So.
So you I better get it right.
I should try to get it right.
I like Thorin's laugh there.
Noob Saibot, though. That sounds like it would be a secret. I don't know.
Well, a reminder, these are all secret characters. The question is, which one was originally in the first game?
Oh, well, you guys kind of said that. Noob Saibot, right?
Well, no. Not necessarily. They could all have been. They're all characters now. We're all characters now.
Hey, oh, remember at the beginning of this episode when we were talking about the last time we felt bored?
Noob Saibot, final answer.
Alright, let's find out if you're right or not. If it's Noob Saibot, the dude will know. Here you go. Oh, okay, all whatever. This time for nothing, Thorin. You sat there.
My
so
second
patient.
Guess would have been smoke.
Oh, what about your third guess?
Yeah, what's your third guess?
Okay, never mind then.
The correct answer is a reptile.
I never would have got it right.
A reptile is only available if you get a double flawless victory on the pit stage. You must also block once, perform a fatality, and a flying object must appear in the sky in the background. Once you do this, you get transported to the bottom of the pit where you face reptile. Here's a clip of all that happening. There you go.
Come here! Get over here! Scorpion wins flawless victory.
Victory. Good job, Scorpion.
Well, we didn't get a noise of like, a reptile unlocked.
A reptile's now available.
all that digitized. Oh man!
Of all those characters, my favorite of the secret characters is Smoke. He's a badass. Mm-hmm. He's super cool. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. He's also at thisweekintrek.com, and the Destroyer of Thorin. If you need to find his stuff, you can find it there. All right, Daryl, play Google. Finish this thing. Deal with us, please.
Okay. The result. What is the number one result of a Google search where you type in "I sold my blank"?
I sold my blank.
I sold my blank. Soul to the devil would be my guess. Are we saying the first?
Yeah.
I guess it really doesn't matter. I'm going to say sold my soul to the devil, regardless of what number you're going to tell me that we're picking.
Yeah, he's probably right. Soul. He can just say that, and it could be if it's sold my soul, he wins, right? Like he gets that. Right, Daryl?
I guess that might qualify.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you like if we have a longer sentence than is there, right, but it's the same right. words, if it counts or not.
Well, you're not yeah. going to sell your soul to, well, I guess you could. You could sell your soul to Taylor Swift or something, but yeah, you're could. Probably not going to get as much for it.
No, you're going to get 22. I'm going to say car. I sold my car.
Okay.
So he says soul, I say car.
Sold my car to the devil.
Yep, it is sold my car to the devil. Actually, no, soul.
No, it is soul.
Yeah.
It is soul. Oh, wait. So
sold my soul to the devil.
So the devil part.
Yeah, it's all there.
But
oh, it is all there.
But you didn't. But that wasn't part of the question, though, right?
Like, no, just I sold my blank.
Oh, it was just sold my blank. It was really I sold my soul to the devil? Damn, Brian.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn, Brian.
There you go.
Damn, Daniel. All right. Well done. Daryl.
I sold my heart to the junk man because that's a classic classic blues tune.
Well, if it wasn't then, it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Very quick news today brought to you by
the new podcast, Soundography. Yes, it's happening, people. Because we hit our goal, we funded on Kickstarter. And not only that, we announced and hit our first stretch goal, probably our only stretch goal. We've only got a couple days left. But everybody who pledges 25 or more is going to get a poker chip, a special custom-designed Soundography poker chip that I put a mock-up online, and actually people seem to be liking it. So I think we might use that. But check it out. Go to Kickstarter.com. Do a search for Soundography, the new podcast with me and Hammond Chamberlain. We did a special episode about movie musicals over the weekend as part of the Wolf King Studios Autism Marathon. And actually worked. It was really, really fun.
Well, that sounds all right to me.
Really, really cool. Like a little bonus episode that we're going to try and figure out a way to link to on our Kickstarter page so people can listen to it.
Well, congratulations. I think that's fantastic.
Yes. So thank you all.
Yes. All right. Let's rip through the news here. Amber Heard, you know her. She's married to the Johnny Depp.
Right. She was in, was she in that Pan Am thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she was one of them Pan Am ladies. Yeah, I said ladies. She, women, one of those Pan Am women.
Oh, no, no. She was in the Playboy Club. That was the one. It was at the same time. It was like the two period pieces that came out at the same time, Pan Am and Playboy Club. Neither one of them made it through a full season.
No, well, and they were both aimed to get some of that Mad Men excitement, you know?
Right, it was exactly.
Like they wanted to be AMC, but sadly like, they
were not. Oh, we need to do movies or TV shows set in the 70s and 50s, 60s. That's our problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm all for that if it's well done, but sure. Mad Men's not great because it's set in an era, folks. It's good because it's good. Anyway, so the actress, she has pled guilty to falsifying Australian immigration documents. Oh, man.
Mm.
The actress and husband of Johnny Depp appeared in court after being accused of smuggling her Yorkshire Terriers into Australia last year. Actress Amber Heard, accompanied her husband Johnny Depp, has pleaded guilty to falsifying immigration documents in Australia. That was in court on Monday. She got two of those in there. Pistol and Boo are the name of the dogs. The Adventures of Pistol and Boo.
Did you see their apology to the Australian government YouTube video they made?
No.
I'm putting it in Skype right now.
I'm going to click it. It's right a video there, type thing. It's a video. You're right.
It's a video.
Okay. Let's have a look.
Australia is a wonderful island with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
Okay, hold on. Chat room, you have to see this. You have to see it, so I'm going to put it up on there. Okay.
It's like, you know, this is, it's really funny. Like, it's a YouTube reaction video or something. It's low quality. They're up there, you know, the video's going up their nose. They're all serious.
Yeah. And for the first time, Johnny Depp actually starting to look a little 50-ish.
Kind of,
in this video. It just tells you what they do to make
that's,
these guys
that's why he needs to keep growing that goofy mustache beard thing.
She looks great, though. She's lovely.
She does, yeah.
All right, let's hear what else they say.
She's kind of a Scarlett Johansson look to her.
Ooh, what did he say?
Australia is animals and people.
It has to be protected.
Australia is free of many pests and diseases.
Wait a minute.
Basically, it's like they're having to do a... the saddest tourism commercial for Australia as their penance for
come on out to the outback. Let's let Johnny Depp and Amber Heard explain. Oh yeah, this is really bad. All right, here's some more.
Diseases that are commonplace around the world. That is why Australia has to have such strong biosecurity laws.
And Australians are just as unique, both warm and direct.
Wait a minute.
When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you from.
I'm a little freaked out by it. I'm not gonna lie.
It's almost like a ransom video or something.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
At some point, they're gonna hold up today's newspaper so you can see it's got today's date on it.
It's really scary to me. Okay, it's only got a half. There's only like 20 seconds left, so I'll just play the whole thing here.
Yeah. Sorry, the pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
Wait, you're doing the voice from Jack Sparrow.
Declare everything in Australia.
He's doing Jack Sparrow or something. Is he okay? I'm worried about him. He's all right, right? Is everything okay?
Right, yeah. Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean and the Curse of the Customs Forms.
Oh. All right. I don't know if there's any left. I'm going to try it. Oh, no. They just look at each other and say thanks. All right. Great. That is. Oh, there's the puking kid here. He's going to yak. Oh, I go. Oh, pause it right there. Yes. All right. All right. What
Hopefully
else?
Next time they do a have to do a video like that, they get Tim Burton to direct.
Yeah, I hope so. Wouldn't that be great?
Danny Elfman to do the music and
Pistol and Poo or whatever its name was. Pistol and Boo, not Poo, right? Boo. Boo?
Yeah.
Right.
Pistol and Boo.
Amazon is launching a monthly subscription service for Prime and Prime Video. Did you know this? Did you know it? It's not a year-long
I
thing
did not
anymore.
Know this.
Yeah, check this out. So the retailer is doing this new subscription option that will put Prime, like Amazon Prime, at $10.99 a month, and for the first time, other Prime Video or offer Prime Video as a standalone service for $8.99, right around the Netflix number there.
Oh, gotcha. So you could get the full Prime deal with like the shipping mm-hmm. business for $10.99. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering how they were going to do that. Like if you could say, well, I'm just going to do a month. I'm going to binge watch Man in the High Castle and Bosch, mm-hmm. get some free shipping, and then... And then yeah. get off the, I guess you could still do that. You're just going to do it for $11 instead of $9.
Yeah, yeah, you could absolutely do that. And what's funny is seasons cost more than that on Amazon renting and iTunes renting. So actually you could, that makes kind of sense to me. Mm-hmm. Same with HBO. It's like if you only want Game of Thrones, hop in there during your, you know, the run of the next season and then get out of HBO Go and you're good.
Exactly.
Or HBO yeah. Now? HBO Now, yeah.
HBO Now.
It's still a better deal, though. They get that regular price $99 a year for Prime, which includes the Prime Video content and the free shipping stuff. That's not going away, and it's still a better price. So do that. If you did the other Prime Video alone, like all by itself and no Prime shipping, $107 a year, $131 a year if you did both. So, yeah, stay with the $99 if you're already happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and I am. I like it. So I'm gonna, yeah. I'm gonna keep that their service going.
But if you don't already have it, there's no reason not to spend. If you've got the time, right? Mm-hmm. We got the beer. If you've got the time in May, sign up for 1 month of Prime.
Yep.
What binge watch? Like I said, binge watch Man in the High Castle and Bosch.
Yep.
And then get out of that business.
Yep, get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of Dodge.
And Transparent.
AMC, that's a good show. I haven't seen that second season.
That's what I hear.
I really like the first one.
Haven't seen it.
AMC will not allow texting in theaters. After all. And this is not AMC, the movie channel, or the
Mad Men and The Walking Dead will not allow you to.
But for a while there, they were tempting people, saying, "Yeah, we might allow it." And then they put up a poll, and then the internet crushed it, and they said, "Okay, yeah, we're not going to do
it." Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking.
I'm as nonplussed as you.
Blows my mind yeah. that they would say. You know what? We're actually going to create a whole section where people can sit there and text on their phones. You know what that section should be called? Home.
Yeah.
Wait for a rental.
That should be called home. I don't want your dirty millennials in here texting the movie the entire time I'm watching it. Listen, here's what I want to do tomorrow when Jury comes on. He's for this, by the way. So we need to sit him down and get his point of view because I cannot understand it.
I wouldn't say Civ is for this, but he says, well, you know, if I have to text in the theater, I'm going to do it, but he's going to be respectful about it. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know, if there is a light, if your phone shines a light, then
you're not
the people right behind you and probably four or five rows behind you are not going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Put your phone away. It's 2 hours of your life. It's fine. It's fine. Listen, if there's an emergency, that's one thing.
And right? I love you, Civ, by the way.
Oh, Civ's the best. Man. Yeah. He's Tyler's. Yeah, he's Tyler Shaw. But also when we get Jury on here, I really do want to understand where he's coming from because I think he just likes the chaos of it all, honestly. Like here's what we're gonna talk about tomorrow. Jury will always take the side of which is the most petri dish experimental, let's see how people behave in extreme circumstances answer. That's what he'll do. And that's fine. I love him for that. But he wants to like go. Right, want to have all the texting because why not? Because now everybody can annoy everyone. Let's see what happens.
Right.
Right. You know? And it's fine. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll ask Jury about it. They said, and this is their answer, by the way, AMC's CEO, Adam Aaron, this guy with two first names, says there will be no texting allowed in any of the auditoriums at AMC theaters. Not today, not tomorrow, and not for the foreseeable future. Aaron suggests theater
team. It's funny because they've gone from you know, basically saying, hey, we leave it up to you, the consumer, to be responsible and appropriate and, you know when it's an emergency and you know, that and blah, 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 to going, no, not at all, not ever.
I think the internet exploded and they were not, HR was not ready for that. They were like, whoa, right. not HR, PR. It was largely met from disapproval, blah, blah, blah. He says, Aaron's condescending description of young people didn't help matters. He says, when you're a 22-year-old, to turn off the phone, don't ruin the movie. They hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. Isn't that what the kids do today?
Yeah.
Those kids? Lord. All right. And then finally, Airbnb. You know, they're like Uber for living places.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's a great description, right?
You can
what Uber did for taxis, Airbnb does for hotels.
Exactly. Basically, you want to get a lot of people are going to BlizzCon, they'll all go in together on an Airbnb deal on a house, and they'll rent the house for the week. It's the same sort of idea. They're going to allow people to sleep in an underwater bedroom surrounded by 35 sharks.
35?
That's a lot of sharks.
Isn't like one shark. Who's gonna say, well, one shark I think is fine, but 35.
Well, so here it is. The circular room, which has 360 degree view of these sharks, of said sharks, is 33 feet deep and immersed in 3 million liters of water. If you win this this chance to stay there, I guess, the unconventional host, shark conservatist and free diver Fred Boyle. How would you say that last name? Bile?
Bile.
Says he will greet you and even dance with the sharks to entertain you. Don't go to this guy's a Bond villain. Don't go to his house.
Right. Oh, it totally is. Like, I'm looking at the photos of this thing, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Number one, I guess, I mean, it's all windows and I don't see curtains. So
yep.
If you're thinking, not only do you want to sleep surrounded by 35 sharks, but you want to do it surrounded by 35 sharks.
Yeah.
You better make sure that Fred Boyle is not going to be down there with his little scuba outfit like he is in this photo.
I don't trust him at all, and I don't even know him. He's going to open the door and go, hello, Mr. Bond. Welcome to our compound.
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to swim.
I expect you to swim. He's got a little cat on his lap. He's petting it. Well, hello. Hey. You know what I was thinking this weekend? I was playing a video game because it was open weekend beta for Overwatch, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, if I really wanted to go crazy and have a fan page dedicated to this game, how would I do that? Well, I don't want to start something from scratch. I don't want to go learn, you know, Python and write my own. I don't want to hire a bunch of people and spend way too much money. I want to spend very little money and go to squarespace.com and have all the tools and templates done for me. Standards compliant pages looking great on mobile and desktop for everything you might need to make a store, an online portfolio, a fan page, whatever it is. And all of it on the cheap. We'll make it even cheaper here in a second, but go get the trial. Don't even put a credit card in. You don't have to. You get 14 days for free. You get to try it out. If you decide to stay and keep it, and if you like it, and I think you will, then use the code MORNING at checkout. That's morning at checkout at squarespace.com. That'll save you 10%. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's Veronica. She should be around. Steven's out today. He's got some stuff. He's at some car place dealing with some car problems. So
poor guy.
Feel bad for him, and especially in Kansas. There's my stereotype kicking in.
Kansas, man. Wow, that's... Talk about your worst place to be stuck in a car repair place.
That must really suck. But when we come back, we'll have Veronica here, I believe. And also, thanks to everybody who was so nice and asking how I was doing. Thursday, honestly, I don't even remember Thursday PM edition because I had a fever the entire time. I really don't remember the episode.
It was really good.
I don't know what I said. I don't know.
Yeah, you kept talking about feeding the cat, but it was...
All right, good. But the good news is that's gone now. I feel great. In fact, it's almost like I didn't have one. It's the weirdest cold or weirdest whatever it was. It was like hardcore throat thing, coughing, stuffy head, fever so you can sleep medicine. By the end of it, I had the fever again. I mean, it seemed like it was the worst. And then Sunday morning,
just fine.
Popped out of it, man. Like woke up and felt like, my throat doesn't hurt. I don't have a residual cough that's going to take 3 months to get rid of. Like, what the heck? That was really weird. I'm not used to that at all. So I'm thanking ye old lucky stars. And then here's the worst part. I've had it. The kids both had it. And now Kim's got it.
No.
And she spent all day in bed yesterday, which means the dishes are piled up and the kids are pigs. And I haven't been taking very good care of the house.
I was going to say, yeah, you're unable to do the dishes there, Scott?
Well, I've got to kick it up a notch today. I'm gonna make up for it. You watch.
Okay,
good. Keep your eye on this, Johnson.
But, you know, that means that it's not out of your house yet, which means,
yeah,
you know, your immune system is at an all-time high right
now
because you just came out of it. You just recovered from it. But
it could mutate.
You need to what they need to make is some sort of Purell humidifier combo that you just put in each room and it douses everything in a fine layer of Purell mist.
I like that. Purell mist is a good idea.
Yeah.
It also sounds like a drink.
Or a rock band.
Yeah, or a rock band. Purell mist.
Purell mist.
All right. So we'll take a break and then we'll come back and then we'll do more. So stay here, everybody. But before that, Brian, music, go.
Yeah, on April 18th, says Mika. He begins, hello, Scoot and Boot. On April 18th, I'll be turning 16. I've been listening to this podcast since Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch, 7th grade. Wow. And you guys have been a huge part of my life since then.
Did he want us to, I guess he did.
It's a Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
All right.
To celebrate getting my driver's license, I'd like to request a cover of my favorite song or a cover of anything by my favorite band. Thanks for giving me a good laugh. Love the show, though. Mocha, pronounced like the coffee. Oh, it's Mocha. See, it's funny. On the other field where he put his name, it put Micah with an I, but it's Mocha.
No,
sorry.
All right. Okay.
P.S. I don't care what state you live in. Stay off the roads.
Okay. All right.
All right, his request is a cover of the Smashing Pumpkins song Bullet with Butterfly Wings by the band Tribe Society. This is available as a free download from SoundCloud, and I think people are going to want to download this because it's damn good. Mm. It is Tribe Society with a song that he came out with last year, Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
The world is a vampire, sent to drain, secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flames, and what do I catch for my pain? Betray desires and the peace of gain. Nothing but an animal. Can you fake it for just one more show? And what do you want? I want change. And what do you get when you feel the shame?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harris. I didn't see you come in. I haven't seen you in a week or so. Have you been out of town or something?
Oh, no. Our VCR was just in for repairs again. It was awful.
Titty poo.
This is the Morning Stream asking, do dogs have brains? Because I really want to know.
All right, we're back. Yeah, there's somebody sent me a Blockbuster training video, and I pulled a bunch of stuff out of it. It is a hoot. It's a hoot.
That was from a Blockbuster training video?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Fantastic.
It's really bad. In fact, is there ever a good one? I don't think there's such a thing as a good one.
A good training video?
Yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah. You know who I would imagine would have a good training video is like a Dollar Shave Club or Broken Age. Not Broken Age. What are they called?
Dirt Monkey. I don't know.
Yeah. The company that put out Broken Age.
Tim Schaefer's company, Double Fine. Yes. Double Fine, yeah.
Double Fine, thank you. I imagine that they'd have, if they had a training video, I can't imagine you need a training video to go work as a developer in a video game place. But
no, their documentary thing they did was really good, though. Do you remember that that they did for Broken Age?
Titty Poo.
Yeah, that's right. Titty Poo.
And their Kickstarter video was brilliant, too.
Yeah, it was really good. Way to go, though, guys. Tim Schaefer, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of Tim Schaefer and someone who helped him with that video. We're going to call Veronica.
Right.
She was involved in that. Where's her? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Why isn't her name coming up? Hello. Hello. Hello.
I don't know.
Here we go. Found it. I found it. There ain't no turning back. It's time for this. Let's play this thing. Veronica and Belmont, fresh back from L.A., back to the world of Northern California, the Bay Area, San Francisco to be exact. It's good to have you back on. How the heck are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Really good. You did an awesome job at that red carpet deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Game of Thrones thing. That was fantastic.
I have a question that's a little delicate, though. Can I ask you a delicate question?
Mm-hmm.
It's not delicate about you. It's delicate about somebody else. So I saw that you got to talk to... Peter Dinklage, one of the finest actors in that production. Was he or was he not standing on something so he was a little closer up to where you were?
Yes.
Okay. I told you, Brian.
You did.
I told you.
All right. Well, he's not as short as we all think he is. Like he's a
taller,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's a taller, shorter guy is the deal there.
Right. Yeah. So the whole night I was on a raised platform. Mm. I was on a stage.
Yeah.
And it was a step up. There were no like stairs or anything. It was probably, 8 inches tall.
Okay.
Perhaps.
All right.
And so when he came up, we had discussed how that was going to be handled. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little awkward because I never had any idea who was coming up at what time. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that it was him, I had to maneuver my way to get down off the platform and he had to still be on the platform. And I had to do it in a way that he would also be like, okay, like, not feel
like it was going to be weird. Exactly.
A big deal. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it was okay.
I really respect that. Now, is it also true that you stood on Peter Dinklage to talk to Christian Nairn?
No.
Okay.
Isn't he wonderful?
He is the nicest freaking guy ever. And I'm still super. He was here in Salt Lake filming something. I don't know what. Something not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something not Game of Thrones related. And it just
Does he have more than one line?
his shooting schedule just made it impossible for us to hook up. But man, he is the nicest guy. Like
he really is.
And he would be the perfect guy to take with you anywhere you need to go, where you need to intimidate everyone.
Well, no, I don't think so. Because even when you're like near him, you can just tell instantly that he's not a jerk or scary.
He's just a big sweet.
He's just
guy.
A big teddy bear. Like just unbelievably nice.
Yeah. And all he says is Hodor. Well, anyway, it's good to have you on. And he did a great job, and it was really fun to watch.
Thank you.
I hope to see it again. So let's do this this deal here where we talk to you about video games. Have you had a chance to play anything since you got home? Is there anything going on? What's happening?
I like literally have not even played Stardew Valley since I don't even remember when. It's been, I'm working on this talk that I have to give next month, and it's just like all consuming. Like it's all I can think about, and I feel like I'm never going to be done.
Is that the XO thing? The XO deal? You doing that again?
I'm doing a talk at Zendesk's conference.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous?
I'm super nervous. Yeah. And like, I've been working on this speech and like, I have to do all the slides and I just feel like it's going to be a nightmare. This is totally not about video games, but it's all I can think about. It's why I can't play any video games.
You're going to nail it though. You'll be fine. You're going to get done.
I don't know.
You're
gonna get this done. Might be the one where I don't nail it, guys.
You'll
this
get it done. Here's what'll happen. Here's what I know for sure. I'm absolutely convinced of this. You'll finish it and then you'll, on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere, you're going to talk about how it went great and you're so glad it went great. It's totally going to happen.
My monkey brain is like going crazy. I just want to be done. I just want to like, I'm like in my brain, I'm so desperate. I'm like, maybe I could just hire someone to do it for me. Like, how much does that cost?
Get a Veronica lookalike. You have to find someone who looks like you.
No, I'll give the talk. They just have to write it. Oh. They just have to write the whole thing.
Oh, get
and
it,
make it really good.
Like a ghostwriter. I like that.
Yeah, like a ghostwriter.
Ah, see?
That Dinkleberry Milo has a bunch of them, right? So like, I feel like I should be able to
look,
have one.
Look, if we knew anybody who had a popular podcast about books, maybe they would know somebody out there working. Oh, wait, we do know somebody.
But I don't want it to be about fantasy.
Have Tom write it. Have Tom do it. It'll all be about science fiction and moon bases and
that'd
stuff.
That'd be amazing. Yeah. And pivot the whole talk. If that were the case, that'd be easy. Yeah. I could just write that. Sure. But anyway, so this is kind of off topic too, but Ken Levine is working on an interesting new project. Mm. Ken Levine, of course, the director of BioShock and BioShock Infinite. He's kind of stepping into a new role he's working on a Twilight Zone like interactive experience, like game film hybrid. Ooh. Kind of thing, like an immersive experience. Mm. And I just thought it was really interesting because this is like a whole new kind of area of entertainment. And a lot of people who are working with the company Interlude that's working on this Twilight Zone new project are from games world. And I think that's pretty cool.
Is it a VR deal? Is that the plan? Do we know?
I'm having trouble figuring out exactly what it's going to be.
Mm. Yeah, it could
be. The article in Wired where they're talking about it just keep calling it an interactive experience. Mm. And so I'm having a hard time kind of parsing from that what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be working on BioShock projects. He's not leaving Take-Two. Mm. This is like a side project for him.
Yeah.
But it's an interactive. So they made their name Interlude, this company with interactive video projects like Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone and Coca-Cola had the Hulk versus Ant-Man Super Bowl commercial. Mm-hmm. So now this is going to be Nancy Tellem from the Xbox Entertainment Studios is the chief media officer over there. And Sam Barlow, who is the creator of the live action game Her Story, is also going to be a creative director and is going to produce a digital short based on War Games.
Oh, wow.
So they're working on a lot of different stuff, it sounds like, but I don't really know what it's going to be.
All of that sounds super exciting. Having played Her Story recently, mm-hmm. I played it on the iPad. I was enthralled in that. And I really like Ken Levine and I like every name you've mentioned. So whatever they're working on is great. But I wonder if there's going to be this period of awkwardness as people start to lean into VR development and coming up with neat new ideas to do there, they're going to have to also double duty this stuff for traditional methods.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're going to see a lot of games that have a lot of talk like this that would be perfect for just a VR experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to go, yeah, but we can't cut out the market that all just want to play with a controller
game. Yeah.
Or wants a game on their computer screen. And, mm-hmm. and there's going to be some crossover hybrid-y middle ground and it's going to be awkward for a while because it's going to be jack of all trades but master of neither, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that applies to this or not. Well, I guess we'll see, but having Levine do anything is kind of a huge deal, so I guess I'm on board no matter what.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel almost like the article, like the PR person for this company, Interlude, was like, don't say VR in this article.
Mm.
But it really feels like a VR thing.
Yeah, it does to me, too.
So who knows?
Because when you start throwing around words like interactive video game experience with video, like you're describing VR.
Right. Yes. But like, he says he has this quote, Ken Levine has this quote about how like television is a lean back experience and video gaming is a lean forward experience. Mm-hmm. So what's that in between of like your brain's leaning forward but your body isn't?
Lean
is that
sideways.
Is that VR? Yeah. What did you say?
He said lean sideways. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, I've never liked that lean forward experience thing because I always feel like I have the opposite problem. I feel like I get tired playing a video game and I'm way more into an interesting movie and I tend to lean forward. I know what he means though. But whatever they do, I hope they strike that balance. And, you know, I've yet to hear about a project for that's described this way that doesn't get me all excited, but none of this stuff's really out yet. So time will tell. We'll see how he does. I'm sure it'll be fine. Didn't he write a movie or something recently? He did something. Like he got out of, he got out of games for a minute and did something else, and then I guess he's back. I don't know how it went. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Some script or some TV deal, maybe it didn't work out. I don't know.
Him and nothing mentioned in this article.
It was him and what's his name? Can't think of his name. But we, anyway,
good story, Scott.
Hey,
good
I'm here with this. I'm here with the facts and all of the points of interest, and you should let me write your talk. It'll be amazing.
Oh, please do. Yeah. How much would you cost? That would be amazing. Well, please do. Think about it.
I'm really cheap. I'm cheap because I leave a lot of stuff out, and
up like 7 or 8 minutes of that.
It's Gary Whittas who I met. Those two talk all the time, and they were talking about some movie
together. They'd be a good combo.
Yeah, they'd be all right. Well, there you go. It's Veronica Belmont, everybody. Catch her the next time there's a red carpet someplace and wherever the speech is going to be.
That was the last one.
Is that the last one forever? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm not doing any more video stuff like that. Nope.
That was the last. That is a hell of a thing to go out on, though.
That's well, I have a shoot next week in Louisville and then this week, and then that's it. That's no more video stuff, as far as I know.
Yeah, moving on to the next phase, which I'm super jazzed about.
TBD.
Yes. And we'll listen, this Monday thing we do, we'll keep you as long as you'll have us.
That's right.
And as you notice, no video. Just our nice avatar, everybody.
Just audio. Just
podcasting is A-okay by me.
All right, good. Veronica, thanks a lot. Veronica on Twitter. Catch her there. And probably at some point playing Stardew Valley again, which is a multiplayer, so I don't know why I'm telling you that. All right.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
All right. Too much fun.
I still didn't get it, and I'm not going to at this point now that I got that Telltale bundle on Steam. It's like, I got Wolf Among Us. I got some Walking Dead seasons that I haven't gotten. Puzzle Agent, Poker Night.
It's not going anywhere, so you can always go back to it. You know, that's the great thing about Steam. That stuff's perennial and forever. And
right. Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones, Telltale game series.
No, I had that, too. I haven't even cracked that open. It's supposed
I hear
to
that's
be,
really good.
It's supposed to be really, really, really good. Yeah. They had to all stand on stuff to talk to Hodor. all right, let's move on.
Titty-poo.
Okay, good. Let's do one more email. This is an email from someone who says this. His name is Jaron Steller, which I want to assume is a real name, but maybe not. If you guys could vote for one currently working character actor, who would it be? I assume they mean for office, like for president or something.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
This is a very simple message, but I'm going to interpret that as, like, if we could vote for a president.
Who I guess I didn't know, looking at that, what he meant by...
Vote for could be anything. Yeah. Well, let's assume president. So, Brian, if you could vote for U.S. president and it had to be a working character actor.
Sure.
Someone you admire and like, who would you go for? What do you like there?
I would vote for dude who was in Star Trek. Bruce Greenwood. I would vote for Bruce Greenwood as President Greenwood.
Oh, okay. I like that.
He looks like he'd be a damn good president, doesn't he? Looks like he'd be fair and not spontaneous, like he'd think things through.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you there. That's a great one. For me,
he's the right age.
Everyone I'm thinking of are all people that would be terrible presidents, like Joey Pants and Dennis Hopper. And Dennis Hopper's not really a character.
President Pants. I don't know.
Maybe James Cromwell. How about M. Emmett Walsh, who we just watched yesterday? And he's too creepy, isn't he?
I need you, Deckard.
He's a little too weird looking.
M. Emmett Walsh was the kind of guy who in the old days would have referred to...
I got it. Sam Elliott. That's
President
my guy.
President Sam Elliott.
Yep.
Would you take comfort in his presidency?
I'd take comfort in that. Wyatt, listen, Wyatt. Like, I could just hear him. He'd have, like, Secretary of State Clinton, get your ass in here. We gotta talk about these cow rustlers. Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Yep, he's my president.
Cool.
Yep, there's your answer. And if you'd like to ask your own...
It's a great question, actually.
It is, and I assume we got it right. Let us know if we didn't. Morningstream @gmail.com is the email address. You can send more of those, please. Also, I got a ton of calls to go through. That's why I haven't played any lately, because I've been lazy, but... Well, I've been sick mainly, but phone number is 801-471-0462. Leave your voicemails there, and we'll play them on the show. Follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. While you're at it, go to frogpants.com/TMS. All other links are there, and you can support us on Patreon and many other things just by clicking there. Go to frogpants.com/TMS. All right, that's it for Monday.
And don't forget to listen to Hotline Monday tonight.
Oh, yeah, today, 3 o'clock Mountain. That's 5 p.m. drive time in the Eastern time zone, where we get a lot of our calls. It'll be live calls. Mm-hmm. And talking about some pretty controversial stuff in Hollywood right now.
Cool.
So come on back for that. That's me and Justin Robert Young. All right, Brian, let's... Yes. I say we go out with a bang, and with a bang, I mean some music. So why don't you play me some?
Well, okay. Steve wrote in, said, "Good morning, Scooter and Bike. I'll make this short and sweet for you, Brian. I'm requesting Disturbs' The Sound of Silence for my 28th birthday on Monday, April 18th. If you feel it is too soon for The Sound of Silence, any cover by Disturbed will suffice. I've been listening to Frogpants shows for about 8 years now and have enjoyed everything you guys have done. You make my 45-minute drive to work a lot more enjoyable. Keep up the great work. Thanks again, Steve."
Oh, very nice.
Well, all right. So we've played it twice on the show, The Sound of Silence by Disturbed. It is really, really good. It's a great cover. But I kind of, you know, kind of take this place as an opportunity to introduce new stuff that maybe you're not familiar with. Some covers, maybe bands you know or a song you know, but covered by somebody else. And it's really easy, since we've played Sound of Silence by Disturbed, for you to go back to one of those older shows and listen, or find it on YouTube, or just go to Amazon and just buy the damn thing.
Or watch the live version of it on Conan. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
That's so good.
If you ever want to, if you think that band is overproduced and only a studio band, that will change your freaking mind. It is absolutely breathtaking live performance of that on Conan O'Brien's show. Really, really good.
Right, anyway. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so... but I will play a Disturbed cover because you guys have heard their cover of the Genesis song Land of Confusion. You've heard their cover of Tears for Fears Shout. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but I think maybe this one is lesser known because it didn't come from an actual Disturbed album. This was released on a 2009 compilation from Warner Brothers Records called Covered, A Revolution in Sound. And it's Disturbed from 2009 doing a cover of Faith No More's. We've done a lot of Faith No More lately, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's Disturbed doing a cover of Faith No More's Midlife Crisis. Here is Disturbed.
Don't want to take your box.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I'm going to give you a few seconds before I come.
Okay.